CDC narrows vaccine recommendations in response to Trump order. Health officials announced on January 5 that they're narrowing the number of vaccines recommended broadly for children, in response to a recent order from President Donald Trump. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is moving forward with only broad recommendations for 8 vaccines for children, down from 14. Trump, in December 2025, directed Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Acting CDC Director Jim O'Neill to review vaccine schedules in the United States and peer countries and determine if the U.S. schedule should be updated. He named 3 countries, including Denmark, that recommend fewer vaccines and fewer vaccine doses. President Trump directed us to examine how other developed nations protect their children and to take action if they are doing better, Kennedy said in a statement. After an exhaustive review of the evidence, we are aligning the U.S. childhood vaccine schedule with international consensus while strengthening transparency and informed consent. This decision protects children, respects families, and rebuilds trust in public health. The CDC will, moving forward, stop broadly recommending vaccines against influenza, rotavirus, respiratory syncytial virus, hepatitis A, and meningococcal disease. The CDC in 2025 already narrowed recommendations for hepatitis B and COVID-19 vaccination, based on guidance from advisors selected by Kennedy. The changes were recommended by Dr. Tracy Beth Hoag, acting director of the Food and Drug Administration Center for Drug Evaluation and Research, who during a recent presentation commented favorably on Denmark's vaccine schedule, and Martin Kulldorff, whom Kennedy appointed a senior advisor in 2025. Hoag and Kulldorff said in a 34-page assessment that an update was needed because of falling trust in public health, decreases in vaccination rates, and evidence that some recommended vaccines had limited benefits. A CDC official told reporters on a call on Monday that the agency consulted with officials in Denmark, Germany, and Japan as well as vaccine scientists at the CDC and FDA. Vaccine manufacturers were not consulted, another official said. The administration says the update does not prevent children from accessing vaccines and that insurers will continue to cover them without cost sharing under the Affordable Care Act. The CDC still recommends some of those vaccines for certain populations, such as hepatitis B vaccination for children born to women who test positive for the virus. For others, it is focused on shared clinical decision-making, or recommending that people consult doctors and consider factors such as the risk of illness when deciding whether to have their children vaccinated. The CDC is keeping in place broad recommendations for vaccines against diphtheria, tetanus, acellular pertussis, or whooping cough, Haemophilus influenza type B pneumococcal disease, polio, measles, mumps, rubella, varicella, also known as chickenpox, and human papillomavirus. The new schedule lowers the number of recommended HPV doses from 2 to 1, after some recent research indicated 1 dose is as effective. Important vaccines will be continued to be recommended for our children, a Department of Health and Human Services official said on the call. This is a breaking news story and will be updated.